Rose Perks is brought to you today by Michelle McKibben, who is a California mortgage loan officer with People's Home Equity Mortgage. And you can email her for more information at McKibben, McKibben.Michelle@yahoo.com.
And thanks to Megan Campbell. Megan's a Southern California realtor specializing in Orange County market. She can be reached at facebook.com/Megan Campbell Realtor. That's C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L Realtor. Megan Campbell Realtor at facebook.com. You guys, Megan keeps it 100, okay? Hello and welcome to Rose Pricks, a Bachelor in Paradise podcast. I'm Ronnie Caron from Watch What Crappens, and here I am with my gorgeous, sweet little co-host, Stephanie Wilder Taylor. Hi.
Hi, what's up?
Stephanie is from the For Crying Out Loud podcast and also the Sword and Scale Rewind podcast. Hey, baby, yeah. How was your trip last week?
It was so good. It was really fun. Thank you to you and Annabelle for, oh, that was you texting me from before. Sorry, so popular with you texting me and podcasting with me.
This is crazy. Turn off that ringer. What the hell, I'm gotta come over there.
I had it on for you, baby. Anyway, thank you to you and Annabelle for doing night two. So I could play around by a pool in Palm Springs.
Annabelle DeSisto of Adderall and Compliments, if you all don't know. So funny.
Yes. I got to listen to you guys, though, laying around the pool the next day.
Well, see, that's you can't really ever escape. Like this year, I'm not
but
doing
do
the...
Do I want to? No.
This year, I'm not doing the Big Brother podcast. And I thought, well, I'm going to have so much time. No, I'm not. I'm still watching Big Brother. That's 3 damn hours a week.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
It's like saving 1 hour a week. Like, nice work, buddy.
What? Now, why aren't you doing that one?
Because there's just so many podcasts now. Because Crappens is 5 days. And then this effing show. I mean, my God, 4 hours a week with this show. Thankfully,
I know.
It's 4 hours of complete lovely trash that I love rolling around in.
So trashy. Well, and don't you feel more on the inside now that you've watched a few seasons of The Bachelor? Because now you know who all these people are.
Yes.
Almost.
Now, yes. Well, I mean, we've kind of already known who they are, right?
Yes. But I feel like on Paradise last time, there were quite a few that you didn't... Well, neither one of us knew a few of them. Because I only re-got into Bachelor when you and I started doing this.
Yeah.
I had missed a few seasons, but it's fun when you kind of know all the people from their stint on The Bachelor season.
Yes. And they all look different now because they're like greasier. Like that girl who came back today, Danielle. I was like, who is that? She looks different. And everyone's like, oh my God, she's so hot. And I was like, who is that girl? And it didn't
that
hit me.
That was nail salon lady.
Until probably the fourth or fifth. Like her fake ass laugh that I was like, oh, she reminds me of that nail salon idiot from Nick's. Oh, it's a nail salon idiot from Nick's season.
Nail salon. Yep. Yep.
He's like, what do you think? And she's like, whatever you're thinking. Fucking girl makes me nuts.
You know, it's funny because I feel the same way about Raven. Like, I never thought Raven was anything great. On Nick's season, I was like, I don't get it. She's so like, silly. Hey, pigs, I'm from the South, y'all. Have you noticed that she doesn't speak that way on this one? I mean, she does it a little bit, but she's not.
Comes
she was
in and
so...
out. Yeah, she plays it. Southern people do that. I do that when I'm waiting tables. Like, if I make a mistake, suddenly I'm like, oh, y'all, I'm so sorry. Gosh. Because they're like, oh, that Southern idiot. But then people forgive you because you're saying things like sweet pie and sugar cube.
Right. Oh,
so I think
God,
we can just
I'm
pull
so
it out
happy
when we
I don't
need
wait
it.
Tables anymore.
Oh, the joys. So we open this episode with Adam. Adam, he of, you know, fisting a puppet the entire season of The Bachelorette this past season. What did we call him? I forget. He's got kind of like trying to think like what kind of cartoon character he looks like. Kind of like a snork. Is that a thing? I need to look that up. But he gets there. He didn't bring his puppet, which I was happy. But this tells you all you need to know about Adam, you know, because birds of a feather. Moana's like, oh my God, it's Adam. Amazing. Ah, another mediocre guy with no like personality. I'm totally in.
But Ronnie, you got a little bit ahead of yourself because you missed one good scene.
I did? All,
yeah, because Dean, at the beginning, they open up with Dean's kind of being an asshole. And Wells and Christina's getting upset. The Russian is getting upset. And Wells is like doing that, you know, Ted from Cheers, like, you know, bartender with the mostest advice.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you need to act like you give zero fucks. And she's like, OMG, best advice. Thank you. I feel so much better.
Zero fucks.
It's such an unnecessary scene. It was just like, yeah, Wells. Here's why Wells is here.
Yeah, Wells is doing a lot. It's like he thinks he's Sam Malone, but he's really Cliff. You know what I mean?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. But it's that weird thing where it's like, you've never been a bartender, Wells. Or maybe he has, I don't know. But it's like, yeah, Wells has just bartended here all his life. Yeah. He's just a fixture here at the Paradise Bar.
It's like, one day I'll have a DJ taco shop.
Oh, dare to dream. Dare to dream. Anyway,
is what got these people into this mess, okay? They're like, what the fuck? I thought I was going to be a soap opera star, and I'm stuck trying to pretend I want to blow Moana? Like, who does this? Like, I can't believe people don't leave these shows and immediately enroll in any kind of college. I don't even care if it's, like, the kind where you just learn how to, you know, I don't know.
Well,
IT, you know, cleaning keyboards at offices or whatever the fuck. I mean, get a skill.
Yes, I agree. It gives them such a false sense of, it's not security, but like a false sense of their standing in the world, because somebody like Adam comes in and for God knows why, he's already popular. You know, he's just like, yeah, everybody. And they're all like, whoa, Adam. And he's like, his shirt looks like it's kind of wet. Do you know what I mean? Did you notice this? He's wearing like the shirt either has a weird texture, but it looks like he just got off a water ride at Six Flags. It's like not soaked, but just kind of wet, and he's sort of sweaty. And they're all just like, Adam, dude, you're the man. Yeah, no, he's not.
I was like,
he was the loser of his season.
This is like the only time Adam has walked in anywhere that people have acted like this, by the way.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
why it gives the false sense.
Yeah. Like, what the hell, dude? And now he's fresh meat. He's like that kid who decides to change schools every year just so he can feel like fresh meat for 1 week.
Yes, 100%. That, you just nailed it.
And everyone's like, God, that guy must have behavioral issues. It's like, no, he just wants to feel hot for one fucking week out of the year, okay? Is that so much to ask? By the way, I change schools like every year, so.
Yeah, so then even Christina's like, oh, you want to see zero fucks? I'll give you zero fucks. She's like, oh, look at Adam. He's cute, you know?
All of them are saying that. Like, even the nurse. Like, even that lame-ass nurse. Of course, that girl would, literally do a knitting pile or whatever. She's like,
yeah,
he's handsome. I would date him. It's like, what are you talking about? No one heard that. Shut up.
So Christina and Adam go and lay down on the outdoor bed, which just grosses me out. What's on that bed? When was the last time Wells washed the sheets? So they're laying down.
That's Wells' job too. Wells does enough, okay? He has to sit there in a stationary position listening to these idiots all day long.
I'm sorry. When's the last time Chris Harrison changed the sheets? So
he's like, you guys done with these? Sleeping. Poor Chris.
Yeah. So they're laying down and he's trying to look suave and he's just like, yeah, so what's going on, you know? And He's like, "So what's going on around here?" And she's like, "Oh, you know, I was with Dean, but you know, Dean and I had a talk, and I don't know. He doesn't." I'm doing like, I don't know. I just made her Mexican for no reason, but
Well,
she is like, at he, you know, we pumped the brakes, and he's like, "Oh, okay, good to know. Good to know."
this, I knew that they could have something because earlier he's like, you know, like I'm here because like I generally want to find love. And I was like, who talks like that? Like, who says generally? This is so stupid. And then Christina's like, you know, we talk like it sounds so cliche. But I want a genuinely person that I want to love. And I was like, well, you both say genuinely, so that's something. I mean, on this show, that's actually a huge thing to have in common, you know?
But then Adam's like, "But hold up. I want to talk to Raven, who's been talking to Ben Z. But I
Yes.
might want to get on in on that, and I don't want to rush to like just picking Christina, 'cause
Also, he's
Ben, you
kind
know."
of, yeah, he's kind of like a Wells Fargo salesman here, too, because she
Yes.
said it would be disrespectful because I do have feeling for Dean, but maybe he want more. And he's like, okay, well, thanks for the honesty. That business account credit card will be here when you're ready. Get out, take a cookie. Mrs. Lopez, thank you for waiting. Jeez, Adam. It's like he's gonna hand out pins with his fucking name on them.
So Adam's like, I think this is t he goes and he grabs Raven and he's like, "So Raven, listen, I talked to all the guys at the hot tub. Yeah, we all talked it over, and so I came to the conclusion that I want to ask you a question. What's your overall goal?" What the what? And she's like, you know, y'all, I just want to be like Evan and Carly, you know,
Yeah,
like
like
Evan and Carly, Evan and Carly, Evan and Carly, Jaden Tanner, Jaden Tanner."
I want to
And
like
he's
I don't
like,
want to
"Cool."
like have to like figure out, you know? Like I don't want to have to like figure it out. I'm like, what is that? How Southern are you today, Raven?
And then Adam's like, "That's so cool. That's like me, 'cause I want to be with someone who's like, when you're strong, I'm weak, and when you're weak, I'm strong." She's like,
Yeah, like it's like that sounds good. Like if you're weak enough to sleep with someone in my bed, I will be strong enough to put a stiletto through your temple. Okay? And he's like, "Whoa." And then he tells us, "You know, that girl, like when I talked to you, I was like, whoa, this girl is dope, so dynamic. It's like so rare." Really? Is it so rare to find a dope girl, Adam, in your line of puppetry? That's
And then
shocking to me.
he's like, "My gut tells me to go with Christina, but wait," he goes, "my gut tells me to go with oh, Raven." And he's like, "But the voice in my head says to go with Christina."
And my dick says, please get me out of this puppet, like, or lube it first.
It's not like he's been in a relationship with one of them, and he's like, "My heart tells me one thing, but my head tells." It's like these are just two girls that you've known for 2 days.
I know,
So
but
how
this
does
is
your gut tell
Adam. This is
you?
more
How does your
girls than he's gotten to talk to in years. You understand? Like, this is Adam. He's sitting there. His eyes are already swelling because he's probably allergic to something there. And I wrote down like this is the first guy who's gonna get pink eye. You could just fucking see it. He's that guy, you know?
Yeah, he's like, "Whoa, I just tripped over some lactose. Dude, I'm not feeling so good."
Whoa! Was there something with gluten on this counter? So he says, I have to go, I just need to sleep on it. I mean, there is so much vajayjay here. Like, I gotta go to bed. So he goes to bed, and then the camera creepily sneaks up to the top bunk in night vision, and his fucking puppet's up there.
So meanwhile, old man construction.
Old man construction worker. Where is this? Because I have next.
There's just a quick moment of it. You probably didn't even write it down, but I got a kick out of it. He's trying to lock in Jasmine again, which I just thought was weird because in the last episode, he wasn't into her anymore.
Yeah, but now it's a rose ceremony, so these guys are being
Exactly.
so fake. And it really is interesting. You know, at first when Chris is like, whoa, huge twist, guys, huge. And they're like, your wife took you back? No. You have a place to live? No. You didn't masturbate five times today behind the porta potty? No, that's not it, you guys. The huge news is that the girls get to give the first rose. And I was like, that's lame. But it turned out to be kind of a big twist because the girls are getting to see now how they look the first week when they're like begging these guys and trying to make something happen. And it's hilarious to see it be the other way around now because the guys are so bad at it and they're trying to do all the things they should.
But this is the first rose ceremony.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Usually the guys get to give the first rose.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah, yeah.
And now the guy. So old man construction worker is like, whoa, I think a tsunami's coming. My big toe's twitching. Barely feel it. Look at that. Try and hold it. Look, I'm telling it to hold still. Hold still, toe. Hold still. It's tap dancing on its toe. The rest of my feet are still. But my big toe's Gregory Hines. Now that was an artist.
He could do the old sideshow shuffle. I don't know. I can't think of any tap dancing terms.
Well,
I'll
tell you where I'm going to shuffle off to. Buffalo. That's where Gregory Hines would have shuffled off to. Buffalo, I'm telling you. I'm going to build my own shuffler.
Speaking of shuffling, who wants to play some shuffleboard? Who's with me? Jasmine, come on. Get.
So for those of you who are new, old man construction worker is Matt. Just that old guy who I think has almost finished losing his hair. He's like almost. Yeah. It's so awkward to be on TV because I, you know, I'm a bald person. So I remember what that was like, the onslaught where it's like, I'm keeping it. Oh, that's right. Just parted over here. Hey, I melted a crayon on my head and it hurt a little bit, but look like I've got more hair. Well, a big black blotch in my head, but something. It's something on my head.
The difference is that this guy is just too, he just also, his face, everything about him is looks older than everybody there. Yeah. And he just doesn't, he doesn't want to do stuff with the rest of the guys. He's just, he wants to go to bed early.
But he's such a douchebag, too. He's kind of a
douche.
George,
it's 7 p.m. What are all you whippersnappers? It's time for bed, darn it.
Well, I don't know what kind of party maniacs you people are, but where I'm from, it's 7 p.m. Matlock's just cracked a case. It exhausts me just watching that man work his wits.
Work his wits.
So oh my stupid. God. Okay, so Wells is at the bar, and now he's the bartender because I guess they felt like Chris just had too many limes.
Like, yeah.
Jeez. Poor Chris has worn the same fucking underwear for 3 weeks. His cell phone got turned off. Like, he has nowhere to live.
He's, like, hiding behind the bar just, like, polishing his gun. Poor Wells is like, I don't know. They just, they flew me in here. It wasn't my idea, Chris. Please, please, Chris. Chris is like, you brought this on yourself.
So he's
all
like,
I have is a linen shirt.
So Wells is narrating everything that's been going on. Who's in love and who's not. And
he's like, Raven. He goes, Raven's in a love nest.
Thanks, Wells.
Because she's with Orange Robbie. She went on a date with Orange Robbie and she's been talking to Ben Z. She's in a love nest. I think you mean love triangle, but whatever. You can just make up your own.
He's a DJ, you know? Maybe that's his happy place. A triangle. It's like, ding! That's my nest. So, Wells is just lying about everything. So then we see the rush in down with the nurse. And the nurse is like, wow, I sure hope a man washes up on this beach. And the Russian's like, well, my biggest issue with Dean is communication. And then it cuts to Dean sleeping in the fetal position on a bed and snoring.
Yes. Yeah.
By the way, Dean sleeps in the fetal position.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, I don't like Dean anymore at all.
You
Hate
didn't
him.
like him before either. What are you
No, I
talking
didn't.
about?
I didn't, but now I do. But before, I just thought he was a dork. Now I'm actually opposed to his personality.
Yeah, that's the thing about guys like that. And I always fall for them. The ones who are like, oh, I have feelings. I'm going to stare off right now, and you're not going to really know what I'm thinking because I won't tell you. But I'm going to be really sad. And then if you want to know, you like run your fingers through my hair, but I still won't say anything. And then, like, then I'll just start sobbing. Like, whoa. And
Yeah.
then, like, I fall for that. And then they're assholes.
Such an
Selfish
asshole.
little brat.
Yep.
Dean, and I love me some Dean. You know I do.
I know. I know.
Yeah, but this wasn't good. So I
So
guess since we
Benzie,
get through it.
Benzie is worried that Adam is going to ask Raven out because they're meant to be together, because don't you know they both have dogs
Oh,
and
wait.
their
Those
dogs' birthdays are a week apart.
I died. I
Which that's
died.
really hard. That's hard. That's hard, Ronnie, because like if your dog's birthdays are a week apart, how do you plan their party? Like you have to
Exactly.
schedule Chuck E. Cheese, like a week apart at least. So like what if your dog's friends, what if you want to do it on the same weekend? What if there's a holiday? That's just hard.
You have to have like a half week birthday or something. I am glad that he
Right.
upped that ante though. He's like, we both have dogs. I was like, grown. And they're a
Yep.
week apart. It's like, well, at least you're topping it, you know? So,
Yeah.
Adam, wait, before Adam announces this big, huge, fresh meat announcement, I have to say, this conversation with Midget Marine and Orange Robbie. Oh my God. Okay. So Midget's like, sup? And Robbie's like, girl, I'm in the same situation as you. Like, if it was like the first week and that hot tub bullshit didn't happen, like, we both have roses, girl. Yes. And, Robbie, when did Robbie grow a stupid Bible beard? Like, not from the real Bible, but like the
I was gonna ask
right? When
you.
did that happen?
I was like, who is that? At the beginning of the show, I legit did not know who it was. And I was like, that's Robbie. This is really out of order. Because that beer was not there last week.
Yeah, it wasn't there, right? And it does look glued on. I mean, it does look fake because it's one of those. It's not like the actual Bible, like Moses, I'm sure, had like a beard down to his balls or whatever. Not like that, but like Bible play beard where it's just
Yes.
stipple on your face, you know?
Yes.
It's
Yes.
gross. Anyway, he's
Or
still
like
wearing eye
Mormon beer.
makeup. He's still wearing eye makeup and he's coloring his beard with makeup. Like you can see it in his beard. You can see that fucker sitting there combing his beard with like a eyebrow brush or whatever.
Yeah,
Girl.
like that boy brow that
Yeah.
I have some of. Okay.
Boy, brah.
So, bye bye. So Adam asks Raven out.
I'm so sorry that I'm doing this to you again. But the midget goes, bro, like right now, we're in like survival mode. Wanna eat me
Yeah.
out? Okay, Ben and Raven. Go ahead, go ahead. That's so stupid. I
Adam
didn't even need
asks
to go
Raven
back.
out, and then Christina goes and talks to Diggy
Did you
about
notice?
walls. The
Yeah,
walls
but
are
did
up,
you
and
notice that when he's like, you guys, I'm gonna ask Raven out. Wow. And Raven was chewing oatmeal. And she's like, okay, I'll go on a date with you.
yeah.
Wow, way to show your interest, babe.
I have no idea what's going on with Raven because it's very weird. Have you noticed that she's sort of phoning it in with every guy? And then afterwards she'll be like, yeah, I felt like we connected. But while she's with them, she looks like she's trying to crawl out of her skin. When they're talking to her, she just sort of stares out into space the whole time. She doesn't look into this at all.
Yeah, she's coming out of the bitch closet, I think, because she mentioned it a
Yes.
couple of times so far. Like, well, I could be difficult, and I need a man who can hold on to the reins while this horse kicks, or whatever. And
Yeah.
I think that she's starting to show that a little more, maybe because she didn't get to talk enough the first time around. But yeah, she's like, ugh, but she's still pretending to be nice, which is my favorite kind of Southern. It's my favorite kind,
Yep.
so I'm
Bless your
for it.
heart,
But
bitch.
Ben's like, for her to say yes, like that, it's like she kicked my dog. Like, right now, I want to call the dog sitter, but I don't have my cell phone. And I'm about to rape somebody just so I can go home. Okay? That's where I'm at. Have you noticed that Ben is cross-eyed? Is that just me?
Yes, no, he is. He is. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, he's like cross-eyed stupid. Okay, and then the
So
Russian is
then,
like, I'm disappointed in that. Yeah, we know. And
yeah.
then Chris, Christina. Oh yeah, Christina. Meanwhile, Dean is being distant and not communicating. Like, okay,
Yes,
she's
and I
getting
must
more
go.
Russian, right?
Yes, she is. I must go talk to Dean and find out what is going on in his brain. Does he still want to be with me or not? Or no? I need to know.
I will not be
So,
made fool. So
no.
she goes over to talk to Diggy.
Yet.
She goes to talk to Diggy, and Diggy's like, "So I noticed the difference between you and Dean. Whoa, energy difference." And she's like,
Whoa.
"You know, guys, so self-sabotagey. Like, it's good, but then when things are bad, like he shuts off actually. He's like microwave when popcorn is done. It's like done, and then you open it, and it's kind of burn smelling and lots of seeds." And Diggy's like, "Well, you're a good person." It's like,
Yeah.
okay, Diggy, good move. And then they show Dean still sleeping fetal, snoring.
Yep. So she's like, I'm going to go talk to him and find out. So she goes over and he's like, do we need to talk?
Yeah, she's like,
She's like,
"Wake up,
yes.
little orphan.
Yeah.
Wake up." And he's like, "Oh, what?" She's like, "Oh my God, he's being distant. You just woke him up. Like, give him a goddamn minute." The boy is like some skinny
Hello?
little white boy who just fell asleep on a beach.
He says, so do we need to talk? And she's like, yes. Yes, we need to talk. So then he says, I got a shower.
Like,
And
can we talk
she,
after I shower? Like,
yeah.
I
And she's
just woke
like,
up.
but you look good. And he's like, whatever, I'm going. And I just want to say, I've been with guys like this, and he's not into her at all. And he
Yeah.
needs to tell her. And
He,
it's
and
annoying.
also when he's like, "You look pretty." It's like, "Oh, shut up." And then he literally rolls away from her.
Yes, he's not into her. And here's what happened. I'm going to tell you what happened. I mean, this happens to a lot of people, but especially with people who have had bad childhoods. What happens is they think they really like the person. And I'm speaking from personal experience. So they're she, he's like really connects with her. He's really into her. And then either for real, he just decides like he this is he, like he just gets the grossed out feeling where he's like all of a sudden, oh God, this is too much. I'm
Because
not
she
into it anymore.
likes him, like he disrespects her maybe for liking him.
Yes.
All self-hatred, ain't it fun?
It's self-hatred, but it's like a lot of it is fear-based, but I think it's so ingrained in a lot of people, it's very hard to get past. And if the person likes you back, and especially you can tell if they're a normal person. Like she's being a normal person who's getting her
Yeah.
feelings hurt, and he doesn't know what to do with it. So right now, she's being very consistently into him, not clingy or crazy. I'm the way I'm seeing it. But just into him, and he doesn't like it. She's not playing hard to get. She's not playing games. She doesn't dislike him. So he doesn't know what to do with that. So he wants to get away from it.
Like
But
she's more comfortable being more into him than he is to her or whatever, and it's
I
gross.
think she's more comfortable with that too, though, because she has a similar background. So I think part of him being distant is like catnip to her. This is feels safe to her. So they're in this little dance that neither one of them can get out of. And it's sad and hard to watch, I think.
Well, I think they both, he wants someone to understand. Like, my take is that he's just one of those people who needs someone who's always that quiet and so sad. And like, I'm quiet and sad. They want you to be like, you're special, and I see it inside. Like, they need to feel like that. And I think when she already likes him, but she hasn't seen what's really special about him, man, he's like, whatever. I'll just go get a bimbo trophy. That'll make me look better
See,
anyway.
I disagree. Coming from my perspective, I disagree. I think that she did do that and that she was very much like that and it freaked him out. That he was like, okay, well, she likes me. Now I need to go after someone who's like, he's just very surface because I think he can't go deeper because he's so screwed up. He's got such
Well,
baggage.
then he's going down the right path with this other one. because, exactly. You know, how deep is she going to go? She'll be like, be nice to my mom at the salon, okay? Because she's like the boss.
Exactly. And I think that's safe to him.
Yeah.
But the problem with him is he's, and we're going to find out later, is I think due to how screwed up he got as a kid, but the massive abandonment, his dad is a horrible dick, his mom died. I think he has a little sociopathic tendencies going on. He doesn't have empathy. He just, his only thing is, I don't want people to dislike me. I want everybody to think I'm a great guy.
Right. And it's not about how much he likes everybody else. It's about how much they like him.
And I think he got locked into this rep that he got from being on Rachel's season, and how much attention he got and how much people
DM Poussey say.
Yes. And so I
that
think
changes a man. I'm telling you. Once a man opens his DMs and there's suddenly vajayjays everywhere and boobies, they become a different person.
I agree, but also he doesn't have the background to, he can't maneuver that because it's all so much that he's very locked into like what people think of him now.
And I think that's the kind of guy, like if you're with him, like if you're in a committed long-term relationship with that guy, he's always going to be that guy who's like, is something wrong? No. Why do you think something's wrong? Because you're staring at the floor for like an hour, pouting. Yeah. Is something wrong? No, God. Just like, can I just like be here? Obviously, I'm not saying anything. Yes, you are. You're saying it with your face. Stop. It's like, get out. That's how, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my projection because I've been in that. I'm like, okay, bye now.
Yeah. It's so much.
So Christina is like crying, you know, because she's like, okay, good talk, as he walks away. And she's like, I can make him love me if he don't. I can make his heart feel something that he don't.
Here in the dark, these final hours.
She's like just sitting there rocking back and forth, eating a lipstick.
I will.
So Moana is working out with Midget Navy or whatever. And the midget's like, ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Moana's like,
oh, nachos. Oh, french fries. Yeah.
And then, thank God we have Taylor around here because I forgot she was here. She's like, the guys are like having bromances instead of dating, and the girls, so it might be a different season. Wink, wink. Like homosexual.
Wink. She's like, wink, the wink. Only reason I can make that observation is because of my EI. And that stands for emotional intelligence.
Guess what? It's different than AI, which is a movie with Haley Joel Osment, which is really boring.
And that movie has like five false endings, you know, like you think it's over, but it's not. Sort of like this show.
Sort of like Haley Joel Osment's career. So Ben is freaking out on the beach to Diggy because, you know, Diggy's like, so let's talk about my clear lenses.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, like if I got to try like all this time, like I put in so much work, like I've been trying, you know, like I'm trying, like I run up and down the beach. I carry rocks. Like I told her I have a dog. Like I love my dog. Do you know what that's like to be leaving my dog for this? Like I tried. Oh, I've done everything.
My face hurts right now.
But
from
he
laughing.
Is, and he talks like that, staccato, like really staccato. He's like, I have a dog. She has a dog. Yeah. I want to pursue a relationship. Diggy's like, whoa, my glasses hurt.
She's got a black German Shepherd, and I have a Rottweiler. We're going to have the sweetest blended family. But I want to introduce our dogs slowly to each other because I really love my dog. I don't want my dog to feel replaced.
It's like people. They have to sniff each other's butts first. Do you understand, Diggy? And Diggy's like, I'm glad we could have this talk. He's like, you know what? It's hard even talking to you because your name is so close to doggy. Okay? Sorry, man. But I just can't. I wrote, this is one of the dumbest people I've ever seen. He's so stupid, it's crossed his eyes.
Oh my God.
Ben, obviously.
Okay. So then Adam and Raven go on their date.
Girl,
And
even that dirty chihuahua in the streets was grossed out by these two. It's like,
yep.
the dirty chihuahua. It's like covered in mud and depressed. And it sees those two coming and it's like, I'll move.
Yeah. So apparently these two got together when the show was on the break, and they keep reminding us of that. Yeah. Like, I had some time with Raven when we were on break and we really connected. And then they go and they're eating or something, and a huge bug attacks Adam, which was hilarious.
And he keeps saying things like, we're vibing, me and this girl. There's like this thing, like we vibe, like brah, vibe. You know what I mean, girl? Like. He says like more than me, and that's a lot. I have
He
a
does.
very high like count.
So yeah,
And
he's
he
like,
also says this a lot, Steph. He also says, I was telling everybody. I was telling all the guys. I was telling everybody. Like I said to everybody. I'm like, why
yeah.
are you acting like you're always giving speeches, you fucking weirdo? You've had one day as the new kid. But he says, well, I was telling everybody, like, I was talking to you, and like, me and you, like, our conversation, like it had more traction than like the other people I was talking to. You know what I mean? Like a conversation attraction. Like, what did your
Yeah.
com what traction, dude? Like, you said
Yeah.
hi, and she was like, ha, and that was it.
Oh, they all say that. They all say this exact same thing. It's like that's their new catchphrase.
She's like, when I first saw you had this drink in your hand, and then by the end of the night, you were doing one of these dancing. She starts dancing, which I don't
Yeah.
know what that means either.
It means he's an alcoholic.
Well, who isn't on this show? I mean, they really picked a sad sack group of men
Yeah, they
this year.
really, really did. I love the new thing that they all say to each other too, which is, you know what? I really like you because you just tell it like it is. You're really like candid.
Good.
Okay.
You're really
Yeah.
candid.
At least four or five of them have said that to each other just in this episode.
Like,
You're
well,
really candid.
I had a candid conversation with Ben on day one. I like good guys, but then I went with Robbie, and I knew what Robbie was gonna be like, but I thought maybe I'll see. But his hair, I mean, I had Aquanet up in my eye ducts. He's like, I know. Do I have pink eye? Am I getting it? It's like closing. She's like, well, gosh, I have high hopes for paradise. I mean, look at Carly and Evan. Now, how about you? You still fisting that poor child doll? He's like, well,
Yeah.
if something comes to fruition, I'm willing to try fucking that. It's like, oh, well, that's nice. You're the type, like, if I told you something, you could, like, maybe take it or give it back, right? Because I'm a bitch. And I will cut you. And he's like, yeah. Because, like, I want, like, someone that I could, like, ride out with. Like,
Like, I want
okay.
my ride or die. Well,
But.
like, I saw that on a t-shirt once, so I thought I'd say that on Bachelor in Paradise, because that's gonna make me sound so cool.
Yeah, I was telling everyone, like, I want to ride or die. Like, so this guy, you know how not flattering it is for a man or a woman to hear. Yeah, I like you. Like, let's just agree to like take care of each other until we die, no matter what. Like, could you maybe love me or pay attention to me? Like, could you maybe want actual true love? That might be more flattering than just like, I want someone to clean my shit when I'm too old to wipe or whatever, you know?
Is that what he said?
No, it's just gross because I don't like when people are like, yeah. Like, we get along, right? And I'm just looking for a ride or die. It's like,
Yeah.
maybe.
Someone I can be blunt with, Someone I can be candid with. He's like, "Well, you've come to the right place because I like candid people." She's like, "Well, great. All right. All
Jenna
right."
kind of just looking off in the distance, like, fun. This is so fun.
Yeah, I wrote, she seems to be friend zoning him. She's
Yeah.
like, I'm into him. Friend zone, friend
Yeah.
zone.
So
She's just staring off
now,
into
bet it's
space.
like tinkly piano music. It's like plink, 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 plink. And Ben's jogging on the beach with a
Yep.
rock or something. And he's like, I hope she remembers that I have a dog on a Vespa. Okay? Hoping their date sucks. There, I said it. And then it's sunset, and it's like dun 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 as people get ready. And Robbie puts on an aqua bow tie and fixes his fucking eye makeup or whatever.
Okay, that bow tie, it looks like he just attached a piece of key lime pie to his collar. It's so awful and big and takes over his whole shirt.
Everything. It's just, I don't even know what to say about Robbie anymore. I just look at him like, wow. So Bobblehead, he's like, every guy but Eric is worried. You know, his head's all over the place. And then Adam says, I think I'm going to get Raven's Rose tonight. Oh, I put, oh, honey, no. But then he did. So there you go. And then Raven's like, well, Ben is hot and sweet, but Adam let me finish the nachos, so.
Oh, dun, you already. Dun, dun. Oh, okay.
Dun, 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 dun. Shadows on the moon. Dolphin shark is what I have next. It's just basically a cut between everybody talking about the upcoming ceremony. And Dolphin shark's like, I think it's going to take us like 4 years to do a rose ceremony. Like, first, there was like a slutnado that came through here, a hornado. And then now it's a tsunami. Okay? Like, what the hell? Okay? Like, it's ridiculous. Like, this is fucking bullshit. It's hot as bulls. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. And then Ben Z goes to talk to Raven, and he's like, I just want to let you know that something about me is I like to take day trips a lot because I have a dog and I don't like to be away from the dog too much. And then Raven goes, yeah, your dog. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, your dog.
Robbie goes, I feel like the past 24 hours have been the perfect storm. What does that mean? Like, that doesn't even make any sense, and they never come back to it, which is so hilarious. And the old man's like, I feel that storm coming. I told you there's a tsunami coming. I told y'all. My toe, tip, 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 tip. I'll go up against you, Russian tap dancer. Like, what was that movie with Gregory Hines when he went up against the Russian? I'll go up against you, white knight. Okay,
I'm gonna tell the Russian government, I'm gonna call Putin, tell him to trade us one man for one man. For
I'm
one
not gonna take man. Any crap from Putin. I'm gonna say, hey Putin, this is old man construction worker. There's a reason that your name starts with P U. Okay? You stop misbehaving, young man. I'm not gonna teach you how to use a table saw.
He's like, it's raining cats and dogs out here. Ben Z's like, did someone say dogs? Who? Dogs? I have a dog.
I love when Chris comes in. He's like, hey, guys, welcome. Paradise is coming to an end for four of you. And I don't just mean Diggy and all four of his eyes. Okay? And then he just leaves.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for coming by, buddy.
So then there's more of Adam tries to talk to Raven again, and he says, oh, we need to get our salsa on. He's like, he's trying to be a completely different person now.
Yeah.
And then he just starts making out with her.
Like, you just can't be that, you know? He's going up to her, he goes, I told her, I'm taking a risk because I could have taken someone desperate and solidified a rose. Oh, yeah. Wow. How brave. So they kind of kiss or whatever. And then he's like, wow. He starts doing this. She said she wants to her, which is weird. He's like, she says she likes an aggressive guy, huh? She's like, yeah. And so he's like, we're going to do some salsa. Get up. Yeah, sometimes you got to be aggressive when your lady likes aggressive. And he starts aggressively doing like the gayest, saddest salsa thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And then she's so like, bad. Raven's like, well, I kind of like them both. I'm not mentally prepared to. I said, just stop there. Okay. I'm just not mentally prepared.
And that's all. Period. She's like, he's fun and charismatic. But I also like Ben because Ben has a dog and I have a dog. And our dogs need to meet each other. So I might pick Ben, but I don't know.
Okay, let's play a game. Who's more candid? So Robbie and Amanda are next. Yeah. And
Robbie's like, yes!
Yes, batch. Robbie's like, finally, someone else who irons their hair. Amanda, can I borrow your curling iron? She's like, no. Well, you know, I really liked Raven, but I lost her, so ugh. I guess Amanda's okay. I mean, she's hot, but she was engaged to a buddy of mine, which could be awkward. Awkward. Stand back.
Then he's like talking to her and he goes, Amanda, I would like to go in for a kiss.
Ew.
And
It's like,
oh, I know.
she's like,
Yes.
it has to be the right moment. I'm not saying it won't happen. Just,
I'm like,
not right now,
and then how do we
maybe.
describe this for anybody that wasn't watching the episode? One of the craziest moments happens right then. Robbie does this thing where like he makes a fist and like bites his fist kind
Yeah,
of
he
like,
bites his
oh
finger like,
yeah, you're like
oh, girl. It's like 50s movie stars used to do that, like ladies, like, oh. Also, I have to point out in the scene, Amanda's like, well, I didn't know how much I should talk to you because I didn't know how important your relationship was. And he's like, look, let's not say his name. Let's call him Anonymous, okay? So, Anani, for short, would be pos,
Donnie.
okay? Like, he would be pos. But Anani lost his chance. So, and she's like, yeah, that's true. And I thought, oh my God, no wonder she likes Robbie. Robbie has the same pulsing Botox veins that that guy had. Do you remember that crazy pizza guy? And
Yes.
he's also obviously on some kind of roidy shit for his body, like the other roid rage asshole. He's sweating like a fucking pig. He's red. His veins are popping out of his head. And I was like, they're gonna totally fuck. She loves this shit.
It's so weird.
And then he's gonna abuse her slowly, but he'll do it like a woman with just like dirty looks and like hiding the, curling iron and stuff like that.
Right. Yes. But then, weirdly, because you could be right, she kind of pats him on the back and she's like, ooh,
What
you're so
does your
sweaty.
goddamn dog want? Just ask him what he wants.
Penelope. Hey, I'm trying to talk
Such a
about Bachelor
hypocrite, right?
Paradise. I have
I'm
Ronnie.
such a hypocrite. Bueller
You have
barks
a
literally
dog.
all day. Yeah.
You have a dog, and I have a dog.
That's it. You're leaving your hub end. Get over here, Anani. We're doing it.
I feel like I should remind you a lot of times. This is just my way of reminding you. I got Penelope to bark so that I could kind of subtly remind you that I have a dog.
I just wanted to
So.
see you got mad about my dog so that I could see whether you're going to hit me or hug your dog. It's like super important.
So, okay, so she's like, you're sweaty. And then she goes out and talks to other people, and then Robbie goes crazy. And he just lays down and just starts to sweat
Yeah,
more.
he's like, well, unfortunately for me, I have to go for Miss Popular.
Okay, so now this is weird.
He's like,
Jasmine and
baby, I'm a firework bitch. I like that Amanda went over to talk to that poor drunk blonde guy. Who's that guy?
Yes. Santa
Because,
Claus,
yeah,
Nick.
Santa Claus Nick. She's to drunk Nick. And she's like, hi. And he's like, yeah, hey, Amanda. Here's what I want. I want to stick around. She goes, I want you to stick around too. But like, I just, so many free drinks here. So many free drinks. Like, oh.
He's like, I'm a toy son. Okay, well, so Chris Harrison or Simon Wells or so said something about like only two drinks per hour, but I found a way around it.
Then they cut to Orange Robbie laying in bed, staring at the ceiling, sweating all over himself.
Yeah.
Like, I am writing my diary inside my head right now because I'm not going to write it down where someone can read it again. Okay, bitch. And then, of course, Taylor and Derek are like, oh my God. And she goes, we're in front of everyone. After you just made out for 20 minutes. And he's like, whoa, I forgot. Sorry, guys. Can they just get sent home if they're already like this? Can they just be like, you guys won. Here's a ring. Please, we don't want to make everybody watch you for fucking 10 more episodes,
Right. It's not exciting
It's
or interesting.
disgusting.
Yeah.
Go away.
Go write on your chalkboard at home with the that you're a therapist and the soup of the day. Leave us alone.
The soup of the day is Derek Hurts. Okay.
And loaded potato.
Then you've got Jasmine over there, like, you see them? I want that. I want that. That's what I want. Yeah. I want that. I love it. I love it. I want that. I want that. So she takes Matt, and she's in one of her manic modes. They're laying on a bed, and he's just laying back, letting his toe twitch like crazy. And she's like, you know, like, what's so great? Like, they have that? Because I really love when people have that. It's like what we have, you know? Like, I wanted to continue like this because, like, you and I, we're feeling it, you know? And, like, they're, like, everyone here is like, marriage, like, oh, my God. I didn't even let myself think that because I didn't think it would happen. But, like, it's so easy. And you and me, like, we vibe right away. And here we are. Like, we're together. And we're like that, right? And he's like, well, I'll tell you this, Missy. You got my back and I got your back. And everybody's got a back door, which you should keep a key for in a magnetic box under your car, because you never know when you're going to get locked out. She's like, yeah, thanks. Like, that guy's husband material. Do you hear that? He's meant to be in a relationship. He has so many qualities I want. Like, he's a man. He's breathing. Like, he has a job. I don't know. He's with me on a bed. That's something, right? I'm so excited to think it's happening. And he goes, well, young lady, I'm here for my friends and for you. And she's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. He said it. What are you so excited about? But you're being friend-zoned by the old person.
I know. I was going to say that just on the very last episode, he was like, well, I know you like me, but I like a nap a little bit more.
You know what I like? Sunset. I like a sunset on a chilly evening. That's what I like. She's like, great. So we're going to get married then. Totally what I wanted. Like, delusional. Because he never says he likes her back the same way. She just yabs and yaps and yaps at him. And he's like, oh, take the rose. Tap on, Gregory. Tap on.
Except that before, he was outright kind of saying, like, I'm not that into you. Because she was like, come on, let's go make out. And he's like, no.
Yeah, you're right. And I think that that's what he's saying right now, too. Because he said, I'm here for my friends and for you. What does that mean? He's saying, you got my back. Like, in other words, she's saying, we're going to get married, right? And he's like, well, you know, I'm glad you're giving me the rose. And she's like, yay, we're getting married. And he's like, yes, I like you just as much as I like my friends.
Yeah, exactly.
P.S. And I'm friends with Moana. So take that as you will.
Exactly. So speaking of that.
Moana's like, hey, Lacey, you want to get on my back?
Yeah. He's like, she's like, oh my God, you're so candid and straightforward, and I like that.
He's so disgusting. He's like, so Lacey, obviously you're Jewish, so I'm going to bless this margarita, okay? And he pulls out a Jewish prayer, and he's like, Baruch Ka Adonai, whatever, let's get drunk. And she's like,
oh my God, you are so candid. Oh.
She's wearing a mummy dress that doesn't fit. Like, everything about Lacey, I just feel like she's just going to hit a wall in a minute. And be like, why? Yeah. And Moana's like, yeah, well, you know, that Jewish prayer thing I did? Yeah, that was fun. It was fun. It was the goofy side of me as well. So I hope she got to see that. She got to see me. Ugh, this guy.
So then Diggy's like, well, let me try to work some magic with Lacey. So he goes in and then he's like, yeah, so like I'm wearing kind of like a pink preppy shirt and I got some frames, some different frames. And then he just goes right in and tries to make out with her. And it seemed to me that she was not into it.
Well, she's kind of dumb. First of all, like how much has Diggy really worked Lacey? You know, these guys are so transparent. And he comes over and he's like, you know, you're intriguing. And she goes, I like that word, intriguing. Like it's this huge word. Oh, Lacey. Right. And she goes, I appreciate you being the sincere person in all of this. What?
I didn't get that either.
So weird. And then he kisses her, but like kind of makes her keep kissing. And she gets into it, you know. And he's like, she wants me. So next, the midget and Amanda, this poor guy. He's like, whoa, four guys are going home, and I don't want to be one of those guys. Like, I've done everything possibly, you know, militarial and fraternal and, like, perceptually, and I should have a chance. So she's like, well, you would have gotten the rose, like, the first week, but, like, I'm sorry. I'm going to give my rose to someone else.
Yeah. And he's like, what? But I want to remind him that on past episodes, on past, Bachelor, what would you call it?
Season.
Past series, seasons, yeah, he was incredibly angry and weird.
Well,
So
he is now too. He's like,
he's getting a better
God.
edit.
He's like an hour before, I'm told I'm not getting a rose, so now it's make or break time. I'm gonna go tell all those girls they're all special. I'm gonna make them feel so special. He's such a gross little man.
Yeah. So
So he
he tries
goes
to
over to
talk
the
to
shark.
Raven.
Yeah, no, he first he
Oh.
goes over to Dolphin Shark.
Oh, right,
And he's like, you
Alexis.
know, like, look, this is his way of making her feel special, because that's his plan, remember? He's like, hey, dolphin lady. She's like, yeah, bulls. He's like, come over here. So look, let's just face it. No one here likes you, no one here likes me. So, you know, let's just give each other roses. And she's like, ah, thanks for talking to me, little person. You know, good luck making this season's cookies or whatever. So then he goes to Lacey, and Lacey's like, I don't know. Which, if you can't even get a yes out of Lacey, I mean, she
Yeah.
just got read offensive Jewish things by Moana. Okay.
Yep.
Then to the nurse, he's like, you know, I love stitches. And she's like, would you swipe right for me? Ugh, leave.
Yeah. She's like, well, we don't really do stitches anymore. It's more we use glue, surgical glue. And he's like, ah, I don't even want a rose from you.
And then Jasmine's like, oh my God, I'm marrying the old man. This is the most exciting time of my life. Oh, wait, the midget? Yeah, he's thirsty. Like,
Yeah.
who are you to call? It's like iced tea calling the fucking pitcher, you know, the other pitch, the pitcher of Crystal Light thirsty or whatever.
Yeah,
Girl.
exactly. So then
Thank you for
Dean
saying
goes.
exactly when I don't even know what I fucking just said. I'm like, what?
I knew what you were saying.
Tea to Crystal Light. I think it might
Also,
be time to go to bed.
I really like Crystal Light too. So, okay, so Dean goes to get Christina to talk to her. And this part is where I really started to hate Dean. He's like, I'm gonna go talk to Christina and I'm gonna talk to her that I w really want to slow things down. And I don't even care that it's like such a bad time to do it. Strategically, it's right before the rose ceremony, but I want to tell you, like, something about me is that I'm a really good person and I like to be straight up and candid and honest and straightforward with people. And like, if she doesn't want to give me a rose, like, I mean, I guess, but I need
Well,
to have this conversation.
just to play devil's advocate here, this was nice that he did this instead of just acting like he totally loved her to get the rose and then like totally fucking her over, which most of the guys would have done. So it's kind of nice that he at least told her, but I think he told her because he knew that she would still pick him because he's like, there's still a chance if you just try harder to understand, man. Ah. It's like, oh, I'm going to really try and communicate now. It's like she's like now she's into communicating. I don't know, like good people.
The problem to me, and we don't have to spend too much more time on this, but the problem to me is that he is giving her such mixed messages. So to have a talk with her, what he was trying to do is let himself off the hook so that he could continue to have fun and not have it like be such a bummer for him. Because his problem is he feels like she thinks that she's his girlfriend, and he's really annoyed by that because he's like, ugh. I'm in paradise and like I want to meet a lot of people and I just want to like be free and easy. But when he's with her, he doesn't want to get kicked off. So he wants to be able to tell her, like, hey, this is what it is. He knows she's not going to break it off.
Yeah, because he knows that she's like so into it now that she would
Yes.
rather him say, let's work on it, and that means something to her then.
Exactly. That's the thing, but he has no intention of working on it because he's over it.
Oh my
He's not
God.
into her anymore. We've all seen this kind of
Yeah.
behavior when
Well,
somebody's not.
it just gets worse as we go along.
It sure
So
does. Okay, so it's so uncomfortable. He acts like he's doing her a big favor, and she's like, then they go to the rose ceremony, and he's sitting with her like they're a couple. Did you see that? Like he's just basically kind of broken up with her. Then you look back, and they're sitting on this like couch bench together, and she's like in the crook of his arm.
Yeah. Yeah, well, good call on that one.
All right, Taylor.
I was laughing so hard though because Alex leading up to this rose ceremony, he's like, "Wow, God, that was hard. I hope all these girls see that I was trying to be more vulnerable for them."
Yep.
Okay, Alex. Good job. That whole way you asked someone if they would swipe right for you. Oh,
So
you're killing it. Killing the game, kid.
Taylor picks John from the office. Jasmine picks Old Man Construction. Raven picks Adam. And then you see Ben Z is like freaking out.
Yeah.
Alexis picks Jack Stone for no reason because Jack's been getting no camera time. He'll be gone soon. Lace picks Diggy, which you were right. I guess she was into that kiss because I was like, what?
Look, Lacey just needs someone to actually give a crap, you know? Like,
Yeah.
Dickie's like, "You're nice, I'm nice. Do you want to make out?" And she's like, "Okay." I mean, Moana, that guy can't even talk to you the entire time and then comes at you with a terrible fucking joke in a small, tiny suit that he's sweating through. Get the fuck out of here, Moana.
Exactly. So then the nurse it picks Ben. And she's like everybody's friend. She's
Yeah.
like, I'm gonna pick Ben because he's such a great guy and he deserves to find love.
I hope he finds someone with a really, really good dog. So Christina picks Dean, sucker, and then
Right?
they make a gong noise. Did you notice that?
No,
She's
that's
like, "I
hilarious.
choose Dean," and it's like gong. Then the final rose, dun 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 dun. And Marine's like, "Well, before the break, Amanda told me I was getting a rose. So turns out there were some missed signals there. Pfft. I hope she does the right thing." Okay.
Yeah, for her country. I don't know if she knows this, but I protect the country. I protect and serve. Bitch. Yeah. So Amanda picks
Did you
Robbie.
notice that Robbie, this whole time, put his tongue, like the tip of his tongue, right between his two teeth, right above his bottom lip?
Oh, God.
He was looking out like, He was making that stupid face they tell girls to make when they're getting their pictures taken, you know? Just
Yes.
rest your tongue on the bottom of your lip, right in between your teeth. The entire time he made this face. This fucker's gonna make that face every single time there's a rose up for grabs. I guarantee it. Watch out for it,
I
people.
just want him to do the biting his fist thing again. I don't want him to go,
Look, B. Arthur does
oh,
that, I think, in the Golden
yes.
Girls opening. This is like the fifth time I brought that up today. So sorry if everybody's heard that from me a million times. So,
Oh my God.
so the drunk
So,
Moana, midget, and Vinny. Bye.
bye. So, oh, and my son Xander wanted Alex to stay because he said he's tiny but mighty, like
Yeah,
Wayne Zaidi.
exactly. Yeah, that's true. He's like a tiny little, fighter for our
Yeah.
country.
So then this is really funny to me. Nick drives away. And the Chiron that comes up under his name is just says Santa Claus. Like, that's his job. Like, they
Like,
just
I
kind
thought I was gonna grow old with her, you know? It's
of.
not easy to allow myself to be vulnerable, and now I have an excuse to get drunker. Hey, come on over here. You want to sit on my lap, you little fucker? It's
I just thought that
$5.
the editors were probably laughing to themselves when they're like, I'm just gonna put Nick underneath it, Santa Claus.
Because you know that
So
guy
funny.
sits in parks with that fucking beard. Like, yeah, come over here. I'll get your wishes for $5.
So Dean and Christina walk around with their arms around each other, which was so confusing. It's just awkward. And then
Is
Christina's
this
like,
which
I'm
part
glad
is
I gave my,
this?
this is after,
Oh, well, we have to save the
after the
Vinny part
sequel.
because Vinny goes home. Everyone has all these sad things in the car, you know? And then
Yeah.
Vinny's is his he can't get his seatbelt
Yeah.
unstuck for like three full moments. It was
Well,
so funny.
remember what a drunk he is, too. So I think he was drunk. Remember how drunk he got the first night of Bachelor in Paradise on the last one?
Yes. Yeah. He's like, "Is this like symbolic? God, life is choking me out, or what the fuck, man?" So funny.
Okay, so then Christina's like, I'm glad I gave my rose to Dean. Oh God, I'm doing Spanish again. I'm glad I gave my rose to Dean because I want a fresh start with him to build a relationship. Must build relationship.
I will communicate to him. Hey, Dean, bring down this wall. Tear it down, Dean. It's like, wait a minute.
So right when she's like, I can't wait to have a fresh start and build our relationship. Hello, Lenny and Squiggy,
Yeah.
Danielle, D-Lo.
Like, ugh, that laugh. So she comes in, and the guys are like cartoons. Their jaws drop on the ground, and their eyes start rolling around and bugging out of their sockets. They're like, doink, doink, doink.
And Ben's like, oh man, she's hot. Probably, she's probably the kind of girl who's got a dog or likes a guy who likes a dog.
Now that's a girl
So.
who can handle a dog bark. Right there. I bet that girl cleans up her dog poop. That girl is the kind of girl with one of those dog toys that you swing a ball in so you don't have to get your hands dirty, but your dog still has a good run. God, I don't want her. And Adam's like, holy shit, she's fine like a glass of wine, baby. Damn. And Dean goes, on a
You
scale
just made them sound so white.
they do, though. They totally do.
Know.
And Dean's like, on a scale of 1 to physically attractive, I'll take physically attractive for 500.
Oh,
I
God.
know
He's
that
the
they don't have
worst now.
writers on this show because these lines are too
Oh,
fucking
yeah.
stupid.
No, this show's too cheap.
And
No,
then
The Bachelor had him, but no, this show's just like these people on the crew are just drunk and just like, say whatever the fuck you want.
Dolphin Shark is like, when she came down the steps, I look at the guys and they're like, "Damn!" I love that girl. I
Yeah.
love her.
And then Danielle's like, I think I'm interested in Ben and Dean.
Yeah, and Christine's like, ugh. Christina's like, ugh, she cannot communicate.
Yeah. So then
So the girls
D-Lo's.
huddle, and then the guys huddle, and the guys are like, hot, whoa, boner. And Robbie's like, I know, right? Am I the only one? Yeah. Feel it. Who wants to feel it? Feel it. No, seriously. Okay, twirl it. Okay,
Yeah.
pull it. Pull it.
Robbie's
Oh, yeah,
like, oh
pull
my
it.
God, like, I know her. Yes, girl. We're both influencers. Okay. Remember when we were starting to see D-Lo on her Instagram?
Yes, we
She's got
did
like
that
a.
on a bonus episode one day. Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about her
It's
Instagram account. So
like,
D-Lo
I'm an
goes.
influencer. Beyonce, the scent. Ha ha ha. So the girls, Jasmine's like, so who do you want today? And she tells them what you said. And then Christina's like, duh. And Danielle says, oh, so you went on a date with Dean? How was that? And Christina goes, it was fine. And that's all she says. And then she tells us, well, you know, I don't know what to feel because I've heard about this girl that she's interested in Dean. I was like, she just told you that.
Yeah, exactly. That's so funny. She's like, I'm on a spying mission and I'm finding out. No, he told you.
Yeah. And she's like, okay, I pick Dean. Our clue is, let's leave everybody in the dust. And he's like, whoa, does that mean ATV? She goes, or go-karting. Like, okay, Danielle, you're smart. Okay, so they go off, and Christina is just, you know, like murdering little crabs on the beach with her eyes. She's like,
Wait,
bzoomp.
but you forgot the shot of Robbie in that like deep halter cut white shirt.
What was he doing?
It's just there was just a shot of him saying something, but he's wearing this white like a halter top. I mean, it is the gayest top I've ever seen on a guy ever. Which is
Robbie.
fine. Which is fine. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but it's just so funny that he's pretending to be like, girl, these girls are fine.
Yeah.
Well, maybe tell your halter top. I don't know what I'm talking
He's
about.
Like, hi, my name is Orange Robbie, soon to be Prince Charming Batch. Like, maybe that's his goal the whole time, you know? Just be the star of that logo show.
It could be. But do you remember the white shirt I'm talking about?
No, I don't think I even noticed that in this. Which,
oh, my God.
Which it's says something about Robbie that I didn't even notice. Because, you know, I'll write down shit about a curtain.
Yeah. It's like a vinyl. It was like a vinyl shiny. And then it was cut like a super low. I can't even explain it. Whatever. Our listeners know what I'm talking about.
He's like, that's bubs. If I had bubs, you'd see him at knockoff. Yes. So, Danielle... before they go on the date, she takes Ben over to talk, and she's like, hi, Ben, how's your dog?
Yeah. And he's like, good, good. Yeah, my dog was asking about you, too. And she's like, oh, cool.
So the guys think that she's going to take Ben. So Danielle calls Dean over to talk, and Robbie's like, he could be in a sticky situation. After I sperm over his hot face while he talks to her, oh, my God, that guy's hot. Danielle's like, oh my God, I was like freaking out the entire time on The Bachelor. And he's like, yeah, me too. Okay, you guys are great. So then they go on a date. Like, this is going to be a fascinating relationship. I can't wait to read the biography on these two.
Yeah, and then he's like, she goes, ah, do you want to go on a date, Dean? And he goes, yeah, awesome. And they just walk out. And Adam, I was like, that's when I was like, this guy's a sociopath.
Adam's like, Christina looks like there's a Russian nuke warhead about to go off in her head right now. Like, she's so mad.
Yeah.
It's like Matthew Broderick is Matthew Broderick, and she's like War Games, just like chasing him.
Yeah.
So Jasmine and Dolphin Shark are doing this, like, we're wacky in the hot tub and fake fighting.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. And then they start doing this. You know, fucking Dolphin Shark is so crazy. She starts like pretending she's playing the piano, so Jasmine goes along with her, and she's like, Daddy, would you like a sausage? Daddy, would you like a sausage? And she's like, we're the two crazy bitches killing paradise.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they start doing commentating? Yeah. Taylor and John from The Office's like makeout session.
Yeah, making out. And they're like, whoa, look at that. Look at that. He's going in for the kiss. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Look at that. And Jasmine's like, well, I want that. I want that. I want that. She's like, yeah.
I want everyone to have it too. Not just me. I want everyone to have that.
Yeah, look at that. That's Taylor down there. No one likes her. She was like, I don't got no friends. And Jasmine's like, ha ha ha. She's like, yeah, she got like emotional intelligence or whatever. And Jasmine's like, I want that. I want that. I was like, you two really are being, like, Jasmine's, I mean, not Jasmine, what's her name? Dolphin Shark is kind of being mean. But yeah. Taylor's like, and they just cuddle grossly under, like, crisp, cum-stained ponchos on a bed. It's gross.
Yeah. And then they're like, when's Chris Harrison going to come change my poncho?
It's like Chris Harrison's little baby growing outside that poncho. So now the piano music's like ting, 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 ting. So Dean has to go find Christina because he's had a very fun date.
Yeah.
Or he's about to have a fun date. God, we haven't even gotten to the date.
No. And he goes, okay. So then Dean goes, hey, Christina, I just want to see how you're feeling before I go on my date. You know, I just want to make sure you're in a good headspace. I'm just all about you and what you're feeling and your feelings. And honestly, I can't wait to come back and hang out with you. Oh, and I told her all about you.
But he doesn't even, like, put that much into it. That's what kills me about this guy. He's, like, doing the minimal, like, well, I guess I'll talk to Christina. And then he's on, isn't this when they're on the bed? He's, like, laying back in the bed, kind of with his hand on his head, like usual, just kind of looking off, like, well, you know, do you want to talk about it? Or she's like, no, you know, seriously, have fun. And then her tongue's like hitting her cheeks on the inside of her mouth, you know, where she's like poking it because she's so mad. And she's like, I don't want to hold you back, while she like sticks her fingers all over her bun and like redoes her hair. She's so mad. And
yeah,
he's like, I know it's not easy. And she's like, well, I can't tell him, you know, but I'll be there almost. I can't tell him if you go on a date that I'm going to be there emotionally when he come back from the date. So I was like, okay, strong woman. She'll be crying in 5 minutes.
It's like, by the way, you are going to be there for him emotionally when he gets back because you have no self-respect at all.
Yeah. So since we are going so long in this episode, and it's mostly because I can't shut up because I'm manic. Can we just please sum up Danielle and Dean's date really quickly? Because this was basically it.
And then they make out a bunch. Because that's important. If you didn't see the episode, they completely make out. He's really into her. Okay. Then they come back and they talk about her birthday. And I started wondering if her birthday was anywhere near Ben Z's dog's birthday, because that might be a conflict.
Yeah, she does. She's like, my birthday is like on December 28th. And he goes, whoa, that must be hard. She's like, no, it's like great. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, on their date, okay, it's what you said. But then they talk about, you know, The Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise or from before. I don't know. And how he talked about, oh, this was just so super disingenuous, though. I just have to say one thing about their date.
No, say it. I just didn't want to launch into a whole, like, she
never saw him on the show, which was clearly a lie. Because she's about to go on Paradise. Really, bitch? You didn't watch the season of The Bachelor? Bachelorette. You didn't watch The Bachelorette? Yes, you did. You know you did. So that you could see all the guys that you're going to be with on Paradise. Of course she watched it. She's like, oh, yeah, so how was it for you? And he's like, oh, it's good, you know. She's like, oh, did you, whatever, reveal anything? Yeah, I talked about my mom on the show. Okay, shut the fuck up. You saw his season, stupid.
Yeah, and she's like, what was it like seeing yourself on TV? And he's like, oh, my God, I hated it. It was so hard. Yeah. Being on TV again.
So meanwhile, back at the ranch, Christina is like, don't want anybody who's not sure. Yes, you do, bitch.
Hello, who is the real Dean? Where is the Dean I know? Like, you know Dean for like 2 weeks.
So then
he's Dean making out D'Lo, with Danielle.
Yeah, Dean and D'Lo come back and they're like, oh my God, we had so much fun ATVing.
Yeah,
and only Alexis is like, really? What the fuck, balls?
Yeah.
Like, that takes some brass balls.
Yeah, to, like, that's like, that. Seriously? That girl's got, like, balls. Like, balls of steel, okay? She comes back, and everyone's like, hi. And Chris is like, kill her. And Danielle's like, Dean, let me drive. And Christina goes to the bar with everyone, and Dean's just looking at the floor, and he's like, so how are you? She's like, good. How are you? And Danielle is like, yeah, he's going to her, then he's going to her, then he's going to her, then he's going to her. What a dick. And Christina says, then Christina tells us, D'Lo knew he was with me and knew this and decided to come back and flaunt. That is not cool. It's like, you were the one. She said, so you went on a date. How was it? And you were like, well, good. I was like, come on. It's not like you said, well, I've been with him for 2 weeks. I went to Kentucky. We're meeting parents. I love him. We're going to make babies.
Right. He feeds me lipstick. It tastes delicious. Yeah. Much better than my mother's.
So, Sephora is like having salt suddenly in your life. Where you're like, how did I live without these?
So the guys all talk to Dean. And he's like kind of bummed out. And they're like, well, did you have fun? And he goes, well, yeah, but, you know, I feel bad for Christina. And they're like, that's amazing, you know? And then Diggy goes, say yes to the dress, girl.
I love Diggy. It's like, say yes to the dress.
And then Dean's like, but he's kind of bummed. And they're like, you know what, Dean? It is so amazing that you feel bad, because that's good. Like, it's good that you feel bad, because, like, if you didn't feel bad, that wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, which I just
old think man's is like, you know what late is like when you bring them drinks? Because usually at the dance, that's their job. How about you take up a drink? So he's like, okay, that's a good idea. So he takes a drink for himself upstairs.
Yeah.
Like, I think that you might have misunderstood what he was saying, but he takes a room for himself, and Christina's talking to the nurse and whoever, and he's like, hey, guys. He goes, how's it going? They're like, hi. And they just kind of look at him, and he's like, well, I could go.
Yeah, because and now I actively hate Dean at this point. At this point, I'm just like, this, I've known 100 of this guy.
Yeah, he's an ass. And then the nurse says, well, I thought you were going to steal the Russian girl away. And he's like, well, I don't know. I guess if, like, whenever you're not busy, I guess come get me. I'll be the guy at the bar going, woo, yes, ATV. I'm like, no, we could talk. So he's like, I guess I owe her a conversation. So then he lies down in the bed with his hand on his face, staring off at the ceiling.
But by the way, he's like in his OTF, he's like, I just don't understand why she's so upset. Like, she lets her emotions get the best of her.
Says the guy who went into the fetal position when he saw mung beans.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So then he's like, yeah, so we went on a date and, you know, whatever. I just don't understand why you're so upset. He's like, I mean, there wasn't any romance there.
He was like, it was like, just an ATV. And she goes, did you talk? And he said, well, she talked. I listened. We did have a peck, though. So I want you to know that because, you know, honesty. And she's like, oh, okay. What is this peck? I find out what this pick is, and I shove it up this girl's face hole.
But by the way, then Dean goes, I mean, we just need to be open and honest with each other. You know, like, that's what I love about you. Just, you're candid. You just tell like it is. You're straightforward.
What is this candid? So Danielle, D-Lo, tells the girls,
I have a good connection with him. And, like, he told me that he and Christina had a conversation about pumping the brakes, which is so funny because we are, like, on a moving vehicle.
So Christina and Dean are upstairs just being awkwardly mad with each other. And he's staring at the floor and she's staring at him and, like, poking the inside of her cheeks with her tongue.
Yeah.
And it's just so sad. It's so, it's, like, so fucked up and sad. So then Dean goes, they all decide to have a big group night, you know, and they're all having fun. Everybody's laughing. It's like game night, you know?
Yeah. And he's being very sweet with Christina. He's kind of sitting with her and he's leading her on is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. They're like having date night. She's looking like, oh, everything is good. I watched the sunset while he pouted away and looked into a blanket. So I think this means it's good, you know?
Yeah. Then all of a sudden, Dean just busts out. He's like, hold on, everybody. And he comes running out with a fucking birthday cake for D-Lo.
Yeah, it's a really important holiday in a person's life. It's their half birthday. So, like, here's half a cake for a half-assed kind of love I'm willing to give. And he gives it to her. And she's like, and Amanda's like,
so, Dean, we were having game night, and then Dean brought out a cake.
Yeah, we saw Amanda. Thanks. And the shark's like, yeah, he's fucking around. You know, I was like, I need to get out of here. I want to smack that cake into his fucking face, that flip-flopping little dick bitch.
Yep.
Damn.
Yeah, everybody seems to be aware of his behavior except for him, because he does that, and then he goes and plops right back down and tries to cuddle up to Christina again.
I know. Poor Seriously. Christina. So Christina's like, I am spinning beach ball. I'm shooting Dan. And Dean's like, hey, can I get a fork?
Ugh. Uh-huh.
So she runs away crying, goes upstairs and throws herself on the bed. And Dolphin Shark's like, what a motherfucker. You want me to kill him? Want me to do him? Want him to sleep with the fishes? She's like, he loved to eat the fishes. She's like, oh, good. He stuck with this bitch. And that was pretty much it. Meanwhile, Danielle and he and Danielle are down at the bar, like, woo, say happy birthday. Well, she cries. It's so sad.
So sad. What's going to happen?
I don't know, but I really like Russian dental assistant.
I do too. She doesn't deserve this.
No, she deserves somebody better. You know, and I feel like it's because these, you know, we've talked a lot about emotional issues that could be going on in this treatment, but that girl grew up eating lipstick, and he, last time we saw him with his family, they were like, here's mung beans. I really think sometimes people just need a good meal, honestly.
I agree. You know? I agree. Yeah. And then, but then if they're too fat, they need to throw it up afterward.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, I'm not a monster. God. Everybody, thank you so much. We will be back tomorrow with the second show of the week.
Yeah.
And we'll also be putting out our bonus episode tomorrow.
We will.
Tomorrow night, that is. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Love ya.